Okay, it's Saturday morning. One lot of guests have gone. Another lot of guests are getting ready to go out, I think. But it's cooler, it's a bit cloudy, so I'm going to get some major strimming done. And I'm just going over to the bank. We've got a bit of a patio, and it's surrounded by lavender. And you can hear all the bees in the lavender. Well, one just touched me. I was putting the iPhone into the lavender. Anyway, and as the bank descends, it is just maybe 2 foot, 3 foot of grass. But further down, it's like 2 meters of tall, stinky trees. They're like ash saplings that just grow a meter a month, perhaps more, and they see themselves everywhere. So I've got my trusty petrol strimmer, and I've got the grass attachment on it, and I'm going to tack the grass. But my favourite tool is the big blade on it, because basically I can just waft it left and right with my steel toe cap boots on. And Todd, you just dropped a ball on my foot. That's my border collie who wants to play. He's dropping a ball. Fetch it, Todd. Anyway. Even though I can't see, as long as I've got the metal blade and the petrol mower in front of me and I've got my steel toe caps on, then I'm totally safe. Oh, I also wear goggles. Fetch it! Just kicked his ball. He drops it on my foot so that I basically can locate it. He's put it right in front of my toe. How good is that? Anyway, yeah, so as long as I've got goggles on, you'd think I should just keep my eyes closed because I don't actually need to open them, but it's just, you can't help it, you just open your eyes, even though you're not using them. So the goggles just stop flicks of grass or brambles just flying at high speed into your eyes. Anyway, I'm going to get on with it. Okay, I've got the strimmer. Just found the little squeezy rubbery thing that you squeeze to sort of get a bit of petrol going into the starter. And now I'm feeling around on the top. Oh, there we go, there's a choke. Oh yeah, make sure it's on. Right, it's on. Give it a start. Oh, no. Push the choke back in. Anything going? Just attaching it to my. I've got a harness on just to take some of the weight of this strimmer. Give it another little rev. Put the goggles on. See if I can cut some grass, because ultimately this grass is on the bank, so you can't just get a mower to it. Hooked into the tree then, but it's no big deal. Right, now you can hear. I'm just wafting it left and right. I can hear it's not working there, so it's obviously clogged up, yep. So I have to get my hand to it, pull the grass out of the spinny thing, because it just sort of looped it around, because it's very long. But just check the wires are still sticking out the edge of the strimmer. That's the other thing, you've got to make sure they don't just get cut off. Like it's quite.